Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, October 17, 2011. We're going to begin our meeting today with an invocation that will be led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Commissioner Senegal. If you'd rise, please.
Please pray with me. Father, you guide your people with kindness, govern us with love. Give us a spirit of wisdom. All those who serve county and cities, state, and country, be with all our employees and our families. We ask this through Lord Jesus Christ, your Son.
Amen.
Please join me reciting the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our items on the agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for the Cardinal Meadows Lift Station Repair. That's a Texas Department of Rural Affairs Hurricane Ike funded project. Item B is to receive and file bids for Boondocks Neighborhood Waterline. Again, that's another disaster grant funded project. Item C is to receive and file bids for debris cleanup at Highway 73 Hampshire Dump, and that's not on the agenda as such, but that is a Hurricane Rita funded project. Item D is to approve specification for Drainage District 6 pipeline replacement materials. Well, it looks like almost all of these are Ike projects, which is a TDRAGLO funded project. Item E is to approve specifications for Drainage District 6 pipeline replacement and construction. That's in conjunction with the Needmore Diversion Channel project. And that is to move a Kinder Morgan pipeline lower so they can complete the ditch. Item F is to award term contract to the airport for herbicides for Jack Brooks Regional Airport as shown on Attachment A. Item G is to execute, receive, and file an acceptance of offer for herbicides at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item H is to award the debris cleanup at Highway 73 Hampshire Dump to Holiday Construction, the amount of $229,450. Item I is to execute, receive, and file an acceptance of offer for debris cleanup at Highway 73 Hampshire Dump from Holiday Construction in that same amount. Item J is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 4 to the contract for road construction precinct 3. This change order will decrease the contract amount by $109,855.06, bringing the contract total down to $2,834,515.23. And this change order is going to delete 1,000 feet from the Needmore project to avoid conflicting with an upcoming bridge project that they're going to have to do out on Highway 73. It also removes the base repair items from Rollins FM-124 intersection, and that addition is going to better serve the configuration of the intersection and heavy turning traffic at that location. Item K is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with Garver LLC for on-call engineering services with Jack Brooks Regional Airport in an amount not to exceed $20,000, and that is 95% funded by FAA Airport Improvement Project grant funding and 5% through budgeted county funds. Item L is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with Garver LLC for environmental services with Jack Brooks Regional Airport Airfield Environmental Assessment in an amount not to exceed $95,500, and that again is funded 95% by the FAA and 5% by matching county funds. Item M is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract for access road improvements for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Excavators and Constructors Limited of Port Arthur, Texas in the amount of $1,400,431.45. And that is an AIP project, isn't it? A 95% match? Okay, thank you. Item N is to consider and possibly approve the disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code 263.1511 for broken or obsolete items. Item O is to consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by local government code 263.152A1 to be auctioned by Horns Auction, Inc. And that auction is scheduled for Saturday, November 5th, 2011 at 9 a.m. That's opening weekend of deer season, so there won't be many people there. Item P is consider and possibly approve disposal of scrap metal, iron, tin, and street signs. Scrap materials are to be transported to a metal salvage company and they're sold for such price as it may command and return funds to the county. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion on any of those items?
I had a question on a couple of them, and I guess it goes to the airport. I noticed, and it may, Deb, you may be included in this, I see a professional service contracts, $20,000 and $95,000. Is there a limit on that? So there is no, there's no limit on it? Not to exceed. Right. Okay. Answer mine.
Any other item, Commissioner?
No.
Yeah. Anybody else? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Also would like to recognize the Delta Theta Sorority, Beaumont chapter, that's here in the courtroom today. And Commissioner Senegal says that two of you are his cousins. So thank you all for being here. We hope you enjoy your time here.
Delta Sigma Theta.
Yeah,
I'm going to make sure.
I'll write it fast.
I'm keeping my trouble.
When I first walked in, I thought we were having Lamar Cardinal get on their red day or something. All right. If everyone on the commissioner's court is okay with it, we can table item A. I've received emails from all the emails that I've received from the fire chiefs in the rural areas tell me that a burn ban can go for another week without a burn ban, excuse me. Item B is to receive and file executed letter of agreement with Lamar University for the set cast for taping commissioner's court meetings. Item C is to consider and possibly authorize a county judge to execute the management contract between Jefferson County and SMG that was approved on September 19, 2011. Item D is to consider authorizing county judge to execute a commissioner's court certification of asset forfeiture audit reports. Item E will be tabled. Item F is to conduct a public hearing and consider, we'll take that one out of order. Item G is to consider sending notice to the Texas GLO of Jefferson County's willingness to accept funding for Walter Humphrey Park improvements from the owners insurers of the Eagle Atomy. Item H is to consider and approve the certified roll jurisdiction summary resolution for the tax roll for the tax year 2011 for Jefferson County. Item I is to consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendations. Do I have a motion on items B through E and G through I?
So
moved. Okay, moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion on any of those items?
Just before we vote, Madam Clerk, C, that's a no vote, Commissioner. How could I say
I should have taken that out of order. I mean, yeah.
You want me to amend my motion?
Yes.
So,
will you second to it, Commissioner Weaver?
Second.
Okay, on items B, D, E, G, H, I, is there any discussion?
Yes, a judge, the court, Mr. Rayo, I believe you would have a little more information also. Item G, because of the oil spill in the channel in Port Arthur, there are some funding that the GLO is fining that tanker company, and we're in line to get some of that funding for some type of amenity type, covered pavilions and different things. You may want to elaborate a little further for me, Mr. Rail.
We had quite a discussion as this progressed with the lawyers involved in this. And the GLO wanted it to go to Keith Lake Park. And so that is the intent of this, to receive this fine funding money to assist us in the construction of Keith Lake Park. The reasoning behind it was that there was some of the oil spill that got up in the Keith Lake Fish Pass and on into Keith Lake, and they had no access to get in there and do cleanup work. And they said if this ever happened again, because the park would be in place at that time, they would have access to get back in there and do cleanup work.
Well, and this allocation, Mr. Ray, is actually for Walter Humphrey Park.
Right. This is an additional funding for us to find, as far as just, they wanted to make sure it goes towards fish cleaning stations, covered pavilions for people to have picnics, but
okay. We are actually having separate discussions with the attorneys representing the insurers for the Eagle Atomy, and they are considering a consent decree, and we're hopeful that we're going to get some money for the Keith Lake Fish Path in addition to this money, but the GLO approach Commissioner Senegal about using some of this money under the consent decree at Walter Humphrey Park. So
about $114,000 is what it is. Thank you.
And it's definitely needed down there.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay, all in favor of those items say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. Now on item C, do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, one opposed. Okay, that matter passes. Item C passes. Now we'll move on to item F, and at this point in time, we're going to conduct a public hearing and consider and possibly approve a resolution opting out of the exemption from taxing goods in transit pursuant to section 11.253 of the Texas Tax Code. Is there anyone here that wishes to speak to the matter of our exempting goods and or opting out of exempting goods in transit? And I'll tell you what happened late in the legislative session when Senate Bill 1, which was the appropriations bill for the state, was crafted. The a lot of different provisions were placed in the bill that didn't really relate to appropriations, but because of the House-Senate conferee process, some things got put in there that were unusual. The counties have always taxed goods in transit, and the legislature, in their wisdom, decided to put a provision in there that said if you still want to, we're going to exempt goods in transit, which are goods that are stored in warehouses going to other areas of the estate, of the state. And if you want to opt out of this exemption, then you have to pass a resolution. So, last count, I think about 252 or 254 were opting out of it. This is not creating a new tax. It's just keeping the tax structure the way it's always been. So if anybody wishes to speak to that issue, the microphone is open. If not, then I will close the public hearing and ask for a motion to approve the resolution opting out of the exemption from taxing goods in transit pursuant to section 11.253 Texas Tax Code.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That item passes unanimously. And we will move on to items under county auditor. Item A is to consider and approve fiscal year 2011 budget transfer for payroll and accrual items, which are on the attached schedule. Item B is to consider and approve fiscal year 2011 budget transfer for Justice of the Peace Precinct 1, Place 2. Additional costs for contractual services in the amount of $74. Item C is to consider and approve fiscal year 2011 budget transfers with jury fund. Additional costs in the amount of $5,500. Item D is to consider and approve fiscal year 2011 budget transfer for county clerk. Additional cost in the amount of $1,200 for election supplies. Item E is to consider and approve fiscal year 2011 budget transfer for indigent medical services for additional cost in the amount of $20,000 for pharmaceutical supplies. Item F is to consider and approve a fiscal year 2012 budget amendment for parks and recreation, allocation of road and bridge, precinct 3 labor cost in the total amount of $36,400 for labor and associated benefits. And item G is regular county bills, check number 359150 through check number 359437. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion on any of those budget transfer items or on the regular county bills? All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. And moving on to county treasurer, item A is to receive and file the investment schedule for September 2011, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do we have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Arnold. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And lastly, under engineering, item A is to receive and file amendment number one for the project cooperation agreement between the General Land Office and Jefferson County in the amount of $3,750,000 under the Coastal Erosion Planning and Response Act. This amendment will reflect a revised termination date of August 31st, 2013. And that project is located in precinct number 3, and that's actually where the General Land, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife actually is putting up the bulk of this $3,750,000. Jefferson County is contributing $155,000 worth of engineering work that we've already done down there, for the most part, that's been performed by Mr. Bill Worsham with LEAP Engineering as our in-kind match. And GLO will let the contracts to address the saltwater inundation at natural normal high tides that we've got down there on McFadden Beach because of the destruction of the beach dune system. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Now, under District Attorney, I'll announce that we will be recessing into an executive or closed session as authorized by the Government Code Section 551.0711A to discuss with the county attorney contemplated litigation by the county relating to the MERS electronic registry system. Ms. Goodness, you're invited to stay during this closed session. And is there anything that any other member of the court would like to bring to the attention of the public or to discuss without taking action before we recess?
Yes, make sure you put your red on this weekend because Lamar Homecoming, and please be there.
Anything else? Well, thank all of you for being here. We now recessed out of our regular Commissioner's Court open meeting.